Probably North Korea, not a bad idea.
Yeah. Kim Jong. What's up, my boy?
What's up, my guy? It's like we like pan over to them and all of a sudden they're like actually doing a bunch of fun ass shit. All of it was a lie. Like they're actually prosperous. Yeah.
It's beautiful over there.
Yeah. Is that like a water park?
Yeah. Over to like a gas station sign that says 99 cents.
Yeah, it's free. Just free gas.
All right. Episode 115 of the Fair Enough podcast. Tim Tebow.
That's a good guy. Tim Tebow. Vince Carter.
Ooh. That's a good one. Thank God we hit that one.
Artem Anisimov for the Blackhawks.
Sure.
That's a great pull.
I don't know who was 15 for. Jason Woolley might have been 15. And that's... Dude, it's,
let's get real. If it's a Wings player, it's probably been retired for the last 50 years.
Yeah. Somebody, yeah. It was a goalie from 33.
I think Jan Gomes is number 15 on the Cubs right now. I could be very wrong about that. That might be actually like nowhere near right. There's got to be another good quarterback 15, eh? In the pros ever?
Montana like was 16. What was Elway?
Elway was 7.
Oh yeah, Elway was 7. Marino? Like he was 10 or 13.
What about like Jim Kelly? Was Jim Kelly 15? I don't know.
Sure. That sounds right, but I've also just guessed 4 other guys and I was wrong on all of them. So
Patrick Mahomes. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. All right. We can be done.
I think
one.
There's a quarterback or two that are number 15.
The best one?
Shit. Yeah, the best one.
Dude, speaking of the best quarterback, we were looking at Goff's contract today. A couple of my coworkers and I. You wouldn't believe like the highest paid quarterbacks in the league, the way that the list is, it makes no sense. Like I was very surprised. Like guess who number 3 is on this list?
Is it Dak or Lamar?
Neither.
It's fucking the guy just got paid. No, Burrow's 1.
Burrow's 1, Goff's 2. Oh.
I can't remember who's 3.
Justin Herbs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But Jack, the way it breaks down is that it's inflation. It's every year there's a new highest paid player for the most part.
You're not wrong.
The next year, there's going to be a guy that is either, depending on you know when the next like big guy gets their contract, but he's going to be the next highest paid guy. Or, you know, it's just
that's why the outrage over contracts for quarterbacks is hilarious. Like, Danny Dimes getting paid what he got paid, I get it. You're insane. Upset.
Yeah.
But Deshaun like Watson? Deshaun insane. Watson, again, sure. But the Jared Goff contract is just like, this year, 2024, someone will surpass him.
You would assume.
Yeah. Tua, especially Dak, one of those guys is getting signed.
Yeah. It's a lot. But
it's a lot. I wasn't going to start there, but let's start there. Jared Goff, $53 million per year, 4 years, opt out after the third, $170 guaranteed. Whether people want to admit it or not, kind of right exactly where everybody guessed that it was going to be. He's kind of he's not resetting the market completely because he's not the top dog, but he's on the top dog tier, like you just said, Jack. So, psyched that we got our guy. It's just more like a took care of business kind of off season. Literally signed the core between Penei Sewell, Amon-Ra, and now Jared Goff got the bag. All so well deserved. 2 of 3 were all pros. Goff. For all the Goff haters, I said it in the group chat yesterday. What was the better option? How did this guy lose us games last year? If you could build a perfect quarterback, it'd be for our system. It'd be Jared Goff. You can wish the guy would run a faster 40, I guess, if you want to really nitpick this thing, but like. In our offense, he doesn't need to run ever.
I don't even want him to even think about.
Nope. Don't even risk it. Just fall on the ground. Just fall on the ground like fucking Eli used to.
Do not cross the line of scrimmage.
Yep. Yeah. Now I get it. Now I get why Eli just kept falling all those years. What was Eli going to do? Where was he going, really? Yeah. Just fall on the ground.
Not the end zone.
You know? Yeah. Like he wasn't getting the yard. He was just going to risk his body. And Eli won two Super Bowls. I'm not saying that Jared Goff's Eli, but hey, we'll see. We'll see this year if he can get stats.
Eli has two Super Bowls?
Yeah, he's the only guy to ever beat Brady in a Super Bowl.
It was sick. Both of them were fucked.
Were they
off.
Both with the Giants?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Eli didn't play anywhere but the Giants.
Never played anywhere else. He got drafted by the Chargers?
San Diego. Yeah, and he literally was like, I will not and do not want to play for them. So they were forced to make a trade.
One of the first guys to ever do it.
Yeah. And he said, nope. And then they traded.
I ain't going.
He was Caleb Williams before he was he.
Uh-huh.
And what a weird place to just say, I'm not going there.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know what
regarded as one of the most beautiful places in the United States, San Diego. Everybody that's I've ever talked to that's been there says, yep, that place is fucking sweet. It's perfect. The weather's perfect. Everybody's nice. The place is nice.
But I did hear before they moved to LA, I did hear that the stadium was a shithole. They didn't care about it. Stuff
Qualcomm.
Like that. Yeah, it was
rough looking on.
Wait, and what team was this?
The Chargers when they were still in San Diego.
Oh, I didn't even know they were in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Sure you did.
Yeah, you did. You just forgot.
When was this change?
2 years ago? 3 years ago?
19. Oh, okay. I guess
it wasn't that. Like, when the Rams went to L.A., the Chargers went to L.A. It was like they both went to L.A. that year.
And then they built SoFi. Said, here you go. Thoughts as an outsider on the Jared Goff signing, Michael? Because I've been talking to people, basically only Lions people, and hearing only Lions people on the radio, so... What's an outsider's take? Are you scared? Like, are you like, all right, this is going to be their guy. This might be a long 4 years, or where do you stand?
No. I mean, no, there's nothing I'm scared about because it wasn't.
That's crazy.
No. Shut the fuck up. Listen, don't. I'm not like, oh, the Lions are, I'm not afraid of the Lions, or, oh, I'm not like, I don't think.
Come
that
on.
I'm saying that. This, like you just said, this was the only option. There wasn't, there was never a world that I thought there would be that the next 3 years, Jared Goff wasn't going to be your quarterback. You know what I mean? So it doesn't scare me because there was never a world in my head that wasn't what I was going to see. Yeah. Does it suck a little bit? Of course. But if that O-line somehow deteriorates in the next 2 years, you know what? Jared Goff gets a little less efficient. Jared Goff isn't as good. But, hey, it is what it is, man. Like, he's a good quarterback. He's got a great team around him. What do you want him to – like, I'm not afraid of it. I think it's an appropriate contract. I think you can't – there's nothing more like saying, hey, you're just kind of a guy to be here. You're just a system guy more than not giving the guy the fucking less than – a pretty high up their bag. You know what I mean? Like, if they were to give him 35 or something like that was like more towards the fucking mean, like it's like, what? Like, I think it's smart that they only did a 4-year contract. I mean, he's not that young, not that old. Like, don't give him some 8-year deal. That would have been stupid.
Yep.
3 years, dude, or 4 years. Like, what the fuck? Like, that you got to do it. You got to have a quarterback. Everyone knows that. And guess what? They're not in a position to draft one, and Hendon Hooker's not the guy. Like, they have no other options but to spend a lot, and why not just have a guy that has already had some success? Fucking, like you were saying in the group chat, I'll take 4,530 touchdowns any day of the week. You know what I mean? Like, I think it was a good move. I think that they've made a lot of good moves. I think that they've made no bad moves yet. And, yeah, I mean, he's just going to do the same shit. As long as he's protected, he's going to make the right reads and be put in a situation to really succeed, just as he's done the last 2.5 seasons. I mean, I don't know.
And that's the key.
I don't really have much else to say. You know, it sucks, but it is what it is.
the key is keeping him upright. Mm-hmm. And that's like, and that's where the, where our rebuild really started was that Penei Sewell draft pick. Like that, that was like, all right, here we go. We're starting with, we're starting up front and then we'll build from the back. But I don't think, I think this kind of lines up nice for the Bears, to be honest with you. If you're thinking about it, because Caleb Williams is coming in. If he ends up panning out, maybe you're, you know, maybe obviously it's tough to win a fucking Super Bowl your rookie year. But next couple of years, you keep developing. By year three, you should be making a run at the division with this team and your core at that point. And then Goff's kind of, you know, closing in on the end of the contract. I got to assume we're probably going to move on from him unless he's like fucking slinging it like Brady at 34. Then we start rebuilding. So it kind of like, it's kind of lining up to in 3 or 4 years being a Packers versus Bears kind of bringing back the boys for the rivalry, you know?
I don't agree with that at all. No? How old is Goff? 31 or 30? 30?
29.
29. So, guys that kept playing well after their, I mean, so many quarterbacks. I mean, dude, Kirk Cousins is 35. He just got a bag.
True.
I can easily, I think it's really smart what the Lions did, because I think that their intention is we want this guy here for another 7 years, but we're not going to do that. We're going to restructure after the third or fourth year because, yeah, maybe he does either have to take a pay cut or he's not playing it, whatever. Like, I, maybe he gets the exact same contract back to back, but I can't see a world right now. Once again, if the line starts going to shit and something happens where, okay, like, hey, Jared Goff, he's kind of making mistakes because he's getting hit, whatever. He can't get out of the pocket, which he can get out of the pocket. He just can't scramble. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, yeah, he can't. That's exactly what it
like,
is.
You know what I mean? Like, he can move within the within the fucking world of the fucking backfield and get out and throw on, you know, little the rollouts and stuff. It's just he's not getting the 12 yards when he needs 12 yards on the ground. Like, it's just, I mean, whatever.
Right.
So
he's not Josh Allen. No Josh Allen type of runs coming out of Jared Goff.
And I mean, there's not that many players in the league that last long doing that anyway, but there really isn't. That's why, like, you see Mahomes, especially throughout the regular season, he's not running a lot, dude. He's not running a lot. Playoffs, that motherfucker, you're like, oh, yeah, dude, this guy could run a little bit, like, legit, like a stud. But,
regular season, you're right. He doesn't. And guys that have RG3, Tim Tebow, like, purely running quarterbacks, die.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson's
dead.
Playoffs 2 years out of the last three because of that. Like, yeah. Yep. But it's I think he'll be there long enough. I think as long as his body holds up and the O-line is even remotely close to as good as it is now, he'll be there until he retires, I think. And then that keeps them relevant for just as long.
Yeah.
So I don't think that what I personally think is that Jordan Love has sophomore slump. I think that the Packers are on false. I think Jordan Love falls off early in his career. I think he might. They're going to start thinking he's Aaron Rodgers and he's not. And it's going to end up fuck. He's not going to be able to carry the, you know, the load and hide all the flaws of the team like Rodgers did for so long. So I think by year three, hopefully it's a 2-man race and JJ McCarthy's just kind of running that team into the ground for 5 years. And fucking Jordan Love, I think, is going to have I think he'll have a short-lived career personally as a starter.
I hope you're right. That'd be sick. Because I am so tired of the Vikings and the fucking pack. Not that I don't hate the Bears. It's just we've both been in the same boat for a while now.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Let's get into your story.
So it's quick.
Outline the story, too. Outline the idea and the text and everything that happened.
All right. So I just as a whole, all it was that I thought that I did an all-time good guy move. Simple, but just thoughtful, and it was just like I, instead of me, everything being super convenient for me, I made things a little inconvenient for myself, for the greater good of the world. And I absolutely got shat on by my brother when I told him the story. So let me tell you what I was doing. I was going to a restaurant. It was like a one of those like grills, like where they just have everything. It's called like Joey's Red Hots or some shit. It's like hot dog joint, but they have literally everything there.
And places always have great food.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I'm in the realm of where my brother lives. And he's my nephew's baptism was this past weekend, and I was like, hey, if you need any help, blah 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 blah, I'll come over, because I was going to Golf Galaxy, which was in his town. So I'm over there. I buy two new clubs. That's beside the point. We'll talk about that after if we have to. I buy two new clubs.
Thought he was getting nitros, Jack.
No. And then I'm like, hey, Tom, like, I, you know, you guys bought me dinner the other night. Like, hey, you guys hungry? Like, I'll stop by. I'll bring food, whatever. Yeah, let's go there. So I get this big order. You know, it's $60 order. So what I do is I pull in the parking lot, and instead of me going through the drive-through with this big-ass order that's going to take 10 minutes, I was like, you know what? I'll just park and go in and order inside, so I'm not holding up the drive-through. Because it didn't seem like a, hey, can you pull off to the side type of drive-through. It was like a one lane, and you're straight out onto the fucking busy-ass street. Like, you don't – so I was like, cool. Like, I thought I was doing the rest of the fucking hot dog eating world a giant favor by not taking up 10 minutes in the drive-thru by going in. And then Tom just told me that I was – that was the worst – that was nothing. I did a nothing move, and I thought I was being such a good guy.
If anything, you convenienced yourself.
Why?
I'm not going to lie, and I don't know if this is how Tom felt, but I was, like, waiting for the next part of the story there.
Yeah, well, that's... never came.
It just ended. I was like, where's the good guy part? Like you said, Jack, I was like, oh, Mike's doing himself a favor by going in.
I don't know why. I mean, I don't know. I just thought that it was, like, convenient for everyone behind me. Like, I don't know. I just didn't want to be an asshole.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I guess it really depends on the place that you're going to. Because, like, a big order at Don's, they can normally, like, they'll make that shit work in the drive-thru.
Yeah, and or they'll be like, hey, pull off. Yeah, it didn't seem like a, hey, go to spot one and we'll run it out to you type of joint.
Gotcha. So they weren't doing a Culver's. They weren't putting a thing on your door. There was nothing like that.
No, okay. I mean, okay, maybe it wasn't as good guy as I thought, but at the time, getting out of my car, I was like, this is a genuine move. That's all. I guess it was.
I thought you like rescued a puppy on the highway or something like that.
Yeah, made a large donation to a charity.
Maybe I needed to fucking pay for the guy behind me's fucking whole meal for me to be an okay person. I forgot that this world can't take anything. Fucking everything's got to be a grand gesture for everybody.
Yeah, 100%. Because yeah, that would have been a better story, I think. Yep.
Damn.
I agree.
Yeah, I like I said, Tom shut it down immediately, and that's why I texted you guys. I'm like, oh, I feel like I just did a good thing. And I told Tom about 10 minutes after that, and he was like, what the fuck? Why did you tell me that? And then I texted you guys back and was like, well, I don't think I'm going to tell you guys a story.
I got a gesture for you that I actually got. This happened to me the other day at the grocery store, and I want to see what you guys would rather have. So I was I got groceries and I was leaving, grabbed the bags out of the cart and was about to put the cart back into the, yeah, but I was outside. I wasn't just like in Meijer still or whatever. And I saw like a lady coming. And so I was like, hey, do you want this cart? And gave it to her. Do you like it when people do that, or would you rather just go and get your own shit and say, hey,
do
I don't want to
not
talk about the shit that you were just doing?
Don't talk to me for even a moment while I'm at Meijer. Don't bring me a cart. Don't say, have a nice day.
No conversation with the general population at the
zero. Zero.
Damn. Addy Jack is ruthless, dude. But no, I
don't
you know,
catch him in the wild.
I think it's appropriate if it's like, you know, that's where it's heading. If you're kind of like on your way and then they're on their way, but like, I don't think going out of your way, I think it's worse if you go out of your way to find someone. But if it's just like a genuine, okay, you're walking up to something, they're walking up to something, and you know they're going for a cart, you're like, hey, you want, like, I think that's very fair. I think it's most appropriate at like Aldi, because then you're literally giving up like a quarter. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that, you're like, hey, fuck my quarter, here's a cart. You know what I mean?
Aldi, it happens all the time.
Yeah, and also it's like, it's a quarter. Not everyone always has fucking change on them. Oh, I got to walk back to my car and get a quarter. Like, you know what I mean? That's somewhere where it's like, that is, I think, super appreciated. But yeah, I think that's a good move. I don't think it's necessary because you literally walk in the store and there's 1,000 carts. But I don't hate that at all.
So you have no problem taking one if somebody offers it to you then?
No. And also, especially now, like if you are like a freak, they have a lot of the grocery stores have like a little like sanitary wipes right next to the carts now that you can wipe down if you really wanted to.
But... Wipe it down.
Yeah. They do. And I'm not even like, that's not even really what I was concerned about.
No.
The germ factor. I was more so just like, hey, you know, let me choose my own ride here, you know?
Well, my life, brother, let me live it.
If you got a good, one though, you can be like, it's a good one. You want this one? Like it, cause nothing worse
that
than getting
would
a
be,
you know,
that'd be helpful information.
Yeah. Like, hey, this thing doesn't have a squeaky wheel. Though.
What do you mean? It's a good one. You fucking weirdo.
Well, any shopper in the world knows a good one from a bad one. Let's get real. Yeah. Come on.
Yep.
Where you're like, ooh, that's a bad one. So
if you're making noise through the entire store, you don't have the right cart.
No.
Or if you're pushing it with a bad front wheel is the worst.
Who weeds those out, though? Because have you guys ever gotten a bad cart and then went up to somebody and been like, yo, this is a bad cart? I just throw that bitch back in the loop.
It's got to be just to push people. It's the people that corral them back into the store.
The thing about that, too, is that they don't even realize it, too, because they put fucking 40 of them in at a time. So it's like the one with the squeaky wheel, you ain't seeing it. So, yeah, it's got to be
There's a guy in the back. There's just a cart mechanic back there just fucking grinding them out.
Yeah.
40 hours a week.
I don't mind it. But I think that was a good move on you, though. I don't hate that. I like
What's
it.
Like the... What's one of the best gestures you can do, you think? Just common man gestures.
I mean, you know, like if we're talking on the, you know, like in the grocery store level, like, hey, I got 30 items. You got a can of pop behind me.
Yep.
Go ahead. Go.
That is a good one. I actually hate people that don't do that because I'll do that every time.
Yeah, I think the last time I did it, like it was this little girl. She was probably 7. Her mom was still shopping, or I don't know what she was doing. She was like had like a Sprite, and she like forgot to get like money from her mom, and she was like, "Oh, I gotta get," and I was like, "Just give me it, dude. I'll pay for it." You know what I mean? Like I was like, "Just
no
just,
way."
Yeah,
you did the toss on.
Yeah, I was like, just I'll pay for that. Like, don't you know? Because one, I knew she was gonna have to, for one, it was the convenience myself though. It was like she's gonna have to go get her mom and get money, and I was like, nah, I was like, just toss it on. It's fucking $2, like whatever.
Damn, that's a big one.
Fucking Mikey money bags out here.
Yeah.
No, $2 I can borrow.
Absolutely, dude. The thing that's a problem with me is that like money to me is just kind of like my shit's your shit, your shit. You know, like not necessarily your shit's my shit, but my shit's your shit. I don't care about money, and it's a bad thing, but also like, I'm just confident in myself that I'm going to get it back eventually. Like I'm going to like, you know, like I'll pay for whatever. And hopefully you have the decency to either return the gesture or if you're down bad, like, no, hey, just fucking, you know, do a good deed, but
I'll get you when I get you.
Yeah. But also like money's money, dude. Like it is what it is. And like, it's, I know we all need it, but also kind of like some people need it more than others. And I don't know. I don't give a fuck.
Is that Does that rank higher on your list than like letting somebody in on the highway?
Absolutely.
When it's fucking desperation
never.
Time.
Never.
You're not doing it, hey?
Never one time have I or will I?
Well, you're blocking the whole way.
Dude, I am locking the door on the highway.
So I think there's etiquette on the highway, though. Like, to me, and this is why people, this is why there's traffic, because there's people like Jack that's just like, eh. But it's like,
oh, 100% Jack is the traffic.
So it's like, you gotta, like, my thing, there's etiquette, depending if it's like a merge or like, hey, there's an accident up ahead and it's like, fuck, we gotta all go. Don't be the dickhead that rips through and then waits. It's like, everyone just let one person in. You let one person in, the person behind, we all just let one person in, and guess what? We're all moving consistently. Instead, one person doesn't let anyone in, and then there's five people waiting, and then one person, the next person has to let all five fucking people in, instead of everyone just let one person in one at a time, and we're all moving and get going.
I'll let the guy behind me let two people in. How about that?
I'm just saying. it's not that hard.
How it works, though. That's what Mike's explaining.
It's not that hard to just let one person in. Like, it's crazy to think that you've never let anyone get in front of you, whether it's them passing you or whatever. It's like, but once everyone starts doing that, that's how we get traffic, and that's why it fucking sucks. And then all of a sudden I'm breaking because someone up 2 miles ahead of me is breaking. It's just a shitty equation that we, you know. Because
Jack's 2 miles ahead of you. That's why you're breaking.
Listen, no, I have good highway etiquette. It's just, I'm not, like, have you ever been at a four-way stop and a guy was there obviously way fucking before you and he's like, who tries to wave you through and you're like, hey, fucking asshole.
Yeah, just go.
Yeah,
go.
That's the worst.
Just go.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. I've gotten to the point where I always just, like, it's funny you say that because for some weird-ass reason, I always get myself in situations where I'm rolling up same time, we're going perpendicular, obviously, and it's like, I just assume they're going to let me go because for some weird reason in this world, anytime I've ever tried to wave someone on, they go, no, you go. And I'm like, whatever. So I just always assume they're going to wave me. So I get that, but it's like, it is what it is, you know? And also too, like if I start rolling and they start rolling, I'm more than willing to stop at that point. Cause they're, you know what? They got the same idea as me. It's like, good for you for not being a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
The four-way stop sign thing, it's like, dude, have a sense of urgency and we all get to our spot a little bit quicker. But with traffic, you have to fucking, on the highway, like, just is what, I get if someone's being a prick. Don't let the guy in that's being a prick. That's going all the way to the front, being a jerk.
The guy in the diesel truck that fucking sped all the way to the front just at the last second.
Dude, I can't stand that. Have you guys ever blocked a shoulder?
I've played the shoulder.
Dude, I'll put it in P and see why Chevy drives the Potter City on that shit. I will park my vehicle until the whole world is behind me. I hate when people try scummy shit like that.
You know who does that and made a little bit of a living on that on the internet was Francis Ellis. He was
doing that where he would have his car in
pretty much two lanes. And not let anyone do that, where it's just like, bro, yeah, fuck you. Like, we all gotta get stuck here, suck a dick, get back. It's simple as that.
Did you guys ever watch any of his ASP Thursdays videos?
Mm-mm.
Dude, they, in New York, they sweep the streets every Thursday, or like at least in his neck of the woods, they did. And so he would have to go out and move his car to the other side of the road for like 40 minutes or whatever while they were doing it. And he made this series about it because crazy shit would happen every Thursday. Like, people are getting tickets. People are like slamming into cars, trying to move their shit there for like the last second, running up and like taking the ticket off their car while the cop's writing it. Crazy shit. So then he started documenting it and like would go up to people while they're in the middle of a crisis and like try to interview them about like how crazy ASP Thursdays are. And he would call it that. And people are like, what the fuck are you talking about? They're getting all pissed. And then he ended up meeting the guy that drove the street sweeping truck. And his name was Pete. So he started calling him Pete the Sweep. And he was like a legendary character in this series. So fucking funny.
Damn, man. I'm going to have to go back and watch those.
Yeah, but he is a Francis is a road bearing man of confidence. He's blocked some shoulders. He has done his fair share of ASP Thursdays.
So. I think plays the game.
The thing that makes me nervous about that is that, like, I don't, like, for one, I don't trust people to not ram into the fucking back of me.
I was going to say, dude, once you cross the shoulder, it's almost like getting into uncharted waters a little
bit.
Yeah,
that's international waters.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, like anything goes on the shoulder.
Yeah, and God forbid someone jumps out and freaks out with road rage, and it's like, well, where am I going to go? Into the barrier. And it's like, ooh, yeah. I'm dead because I was trying to prevent this guy from getting to fucking Chick-fil-A 2 minutes faster, you know?
It's so funny because you literally save zero time doing all the crazy shit that we do driving.
It's so hard to make up time driving. Like, I mean, distance is just distance.
If you really want to make up time, you got to be going on a 2 hour plus drive.
Yeah, 100%.
Otherwise, you're making up seconds to maybe a minute.
Yeah, that's so Louis C.K. does such a good bit about how people in America especially refuse to take the second option, which is literally 1 minute slower, where it's like, instead of, oh, you miss your turn or you're about to miss your turn, I'm gonna cut three people off and make this turn instead of just going up to the next street that literally is one street. You have to make two turns, a right and a right, and you're right back on your fucking route, which takes 2 seconds because usually you go to a side street and get back. Where it's like, but we're all so fucking stupid that
you'd rather destroy everyone else's day.
Yeah, exactly.
In order to get it the perfect way rather than the almost perfect way.
Yes, and potentially ruin your life and or someone else's life too. God forbid someone, you crash and kill someone, you know, whatever, just because you fucking didn't get up 5 minutes early and you fucked up and missed your turn. So now everyone else has to suffer. That's the crazy part.
Dude, I have to tell myself multiple times every time I get in my car that, like, maybe they're in an emergency. Maybe their wife's in the backseat giving birth right now, so I'm not going to ram my car into their trunk. Like, I'm going to calm down here. But, yeah, that shit grinds my gears.
That is the perfect analogy, I guess, if you want to put it, to the Jared Goff conversation.
What do you mean?
What?
Like,
his wife's pregnant in his backseat.
No, I mean, that'd be sick for him if he's having sex with her. but this is, it's like Jared Goff is that second turn, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Everybody wants, Patrick Mahomes is the first turn. We can't get him, but everybody wants to make their way over to that right lane and fucking get over the perfect way. And we're taking the second turn, which is 3 seconds slower, and everybody is very upset about it. That's the Jared Goff situation in a fucking nutshell, and it's so funny.
I don't know about you guys, but I will take a smoother route rather than like a stressful drive, even if it's 10 minutes longer. Like my commute to work every day right now, because of all the construction, I could take smelly ass, busy ass Rochester to 696, which is
so many lights.
Rochester is a death trap. 696 is a death trap. 75, death trap. And then hop on a Telegraph, the greatest death trap of them all. And I refuse to do that. So I take a bunch of back roads. I take Long Lake and fucking skirt my way on over there. I just leave early. And, but I'll take that all day over having several heart attacks.
It depends what the
state is. Weird, or are you guys on the same vibe there?
I think that's appropriate. Fine. I think that there's a situational aspect to it though that you always have to take into consideration. Are you running late? Do you have appropriate amount of time? Do you have the right amount of gas? You know, God forbid you don't pass a gas station or shit like that. There's always
You're right. And
there's always stupid little things, there's always stupid little things like that, but I agree.
You got to pick up your white monsters and you got to get
exactly. Like, do you get Don's every day on the way to work and that's what your breakfast is or something like that? Like, yeah, well, you're
or something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, dude, the guy I used to work with, this dude got McDonald's breakfast every single morning, and I'm like,
oh, I thought we were talking about you.
No, oh. I don't McDonald's breakfast every morning.
Bob, when I lived with you, I did that every single morning.
Oh, yeah, that was you.
That was me.
You're still kind of, you were on that wave for a while, but then you started jogging, and that kind of took that out of the equation, hey?
Dude, I have not had Don's breakfast on a weekday in a very long time. I still do it once a weekend, though. Have to.
I mean, it's a great time. I don't.
It's a great time.
Of course it's a great time. It's incredible.
With the app, bro, I have almost infinite points on the app. I get a free breakfast sandwich every weekend.
I was just talking to JMO about the app. The app's going to get me in trouble, but I'm going to dip in.
Be careful, though. Well, if you, I'm just saying those points expire. I know from experience.
Fuck off.
Well, JMO was just telling me about the daily deals that you can get that are just on the app.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would use it just for that. Like, who even cares? I mean, obviously the points are sick, but
you get a free large fry every Friday.
Yeah.
What?
It's free fry Friday.
You know about free fry Friday? Nuts. No, nobody has ever said anything to me about that, or I've never seen it on Twitter. How is that like not a more popular thing?
Dude, it's buy one, get one free breakfast sandwiches. It's buy one, get one for a dollar, which is damn near free because a fucking sausage McMuffin's $39,000 or some shit. It's close. It's not an exact figure. It's an estimate, but
see, I've been seeing that. Have you guys been seeing that like New York to Dublin portal that they have now?
Yeah.
What is that?
Hold on. We'll get into it. But that's the information that needs to be on there. Cause they're always like holding up signs and shit. Hey, download the Don's app and there's a free fry Friday. People in Dublin need to know that.
They do. They're not aware. Dude, the first video I saw that fucking portal was some dude in Dublin holding up a fucking, he had a picture on his phone and it was the fucking Twin Towers.
Dude, that one was wild.
Speaking of the Twin Towers, we'll get back to this portal. So I sent our group chat on Instagram an Instagram reel the other day, and it's these two guys, they're roommates, and they're about to start watching a Yankees game or something. And the guy's like, "Hey, can I wear this jersey of yours?" And the dude's on the couch. He's like, "I don't know, that's my unlucky jersey. I wouldn't wear that one." He's like, "Come on, let me just wear it." He's just like, "All right." They sit down. They pan over to the TV, and it's the fucking second. The second plane hitting the second tower. And he's like, "I told you it was unlucky, man."
Dude, those videos are the fucking best. The ones where those guys are like watching sports in 2024 and they like sit on their couch and turn on the TV and like the fucking Tigers are on. And then it's like watching sports in the early 2000s and they sit on their couch and turn on the TV and it's like the news.
Yeah.
It's 2001.
Yeah, dude. That shit is good.
But yeah, that chick flashed the portal.
So what is the portal? Well. Is it just like a video feed that's going on the whole time? Like,
yeah, it's just a live stream.
When did this start, Jack? Do you know?
They've been around for a while, but I think they just put this one in New York.
They've been around for a while, really?
There's one, I believe, from Miami to London.
Really?
Or Miami to Paris or something like that. So, yeah, there's another portal out there.
Paris to Tokyo or whatever. Fuck, dude.
I can't believe the choice in New York. Like, you gotta put into some consideration where you're attaching the other end of the portal to. I can't believe for New York they chose Dublin. Who the fuck knows what those drunk assholes are gonna say? They could say anything at any moment. No kidding. Oh, dude, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I thought about that, but then where else are you supposed to put it? Fucking Moscow?
Hell yeah, dude.
Tokyo?
Let's see what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Do a little reconnaissance.
Probably North Korea, not a bad idea.
Yeah. Kim Jong. What's up, my boy?
What's up, my guy? It's like we like pan over to them and all of a sudden they're like actually doing a bunch of fun ass shit. All of it was a lie. Like they're actually prosperous. Yeah.
It's beautiful over there.
Yeah. The portal's at like a water park.
Yeah. Pans over to like a gas station sign. It says 99 cents.
Yeah. Free. Just free gas.
It says McDoubles are still a dollar here.
Yeah. Just all of our worst fears. coming true.
Every day is Free Fry Friday.
Yeah, they're like, Free Fry Friday?
Yeah.
What you mean?
You mean every day ever?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Kim Jong got it going.
That is good.
That is wild, though. I had never even thought it was a thing until I saw the New York one. I had no idea there were other ones.
Yeah, I wonder too. Like, my thing is, what is the point? Like, is it just to kind of, like, is it just a communication thing? Like, that's literally it.
Yeah, I think it's probably some sort of art installation or some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
Okay,
that makes sense. But yeah, like, some guy was like, "I'm Zooming my buddy in London. Why don't I just put the Zoom in New York?"
Yeah, like he had his hands full and he was like, imagine if there was just a portal right here.
Yeah, I'm going to set this TV down and create a portal.
Also, the fact that they're, I don't know.
Like, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Now I'm out on the portal.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of portals and big ass TVs, I was walking through Walmart the other day and, dude, you can get a 75-inch TV for less than $500.
Dude, it's all about timing, I feel like, for TVs. You're catching deals.
I almost just bought one to buy one. I don't even have room for that.
How big are we going to go with TVs? Because now we're into seven. When you hear 70, you're not like, holy shit anymore. You know what I'm saying? Dude, before, 70 was like, holy shit, what are you doing?
Yeah, dude, remember when fucking 50 inches came out and people were like, geez, oh, Pete.
That's what I'm saying. How far are we going to go?
How do you even turn your head and look at that?
Dude, Dan has a 100-inch TV in his living room.
That thing was, I was like, all right, dude, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
That was too much. Same
thing. It's crazy.
100 inch? What did it even look like? Like it was his whole wall damn near?
It didn't, yeah, it doesn't look good on the wall.
Really?
Well, you need a, your house has to be giant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a, yeah, it's way too fucking big. That's for damn sure. I was like, wow.
I think I'm out on anything bigger than 60. For like a practical living room, like an apartment or townhome living room. What are we doing?
It looked like this on his wall, Jack. Looked like this.
That was his whole wall.
It was like not, it was like not perfectly like centered.
Oh,
because
man.
It can't be. Yeah. So it was like kind of up in the corner.
And then you got to angle the top because God forbid.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way to put it on unless you got a giant wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's just so unnecessary.
What are we doing, Dan? Does Dan listen to the pod?
No, we could trash Dan all we want.
Fuck you, Dan, and your TV.
I agree. Big time.
Yeah, I think 80 is about, like, absolute maximum, if you have the room for it.
Yeah. Anything bigger is just you're getting into theater sizes. And it's theater.
Yeah, time. And it's like you're just showing off. Like, there's no need for it. Like, it's just, unless you get an absolute steal on it, and you're like, hey, dude, I got this 100-inch TV for $600. I'd be like, all right, I would do the same fucking thing. But like, they don't make 100-inch TVs that are affordable. 100-inch TVs are good TVs. So you probably, right. That's a $3,000 TV. If I had to guess, I could be very wrong.
Dude, in three years, I'm telling you, the 100 inches are going to be $500, and we're going to be saying, dude, Dan's got a 150-inch TV.
Dude, he's got 300 incher.
Yeah. Well, my thing is that there has to be a point where, I mean, TV manufacturers have to realize that most walls can't handle things that are that big.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, what's, I don't know. I mean, they could, but... That's just not your everyday guy. Like, it's like
I don't know the math behind it, but yeah, it doesn't. And you're not playing vids on it. I can promise you that.
What are you hanging it up with? My 55-inch TV is heavy as fuck.
You got to find a stud, Jack. Can't use wall fucking anchors with that. Can't use a drywall anchor for the fucking 100-incher.
You have to remanufacture your home.
Yeah, well, you need to bring a forklift in to get the TV up that high.
You need to take out the one wall to get it in your house, first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See that bay window? We need to take all of the glass out so we can get the TV into the home real quick.
Yeah, yep. and it's got to be diagonal. Whatever wall it's going on.
Yeah,
it's a wild move. It's kind of insane. I don't know. They're just too big. But
our we thought we were predicting the schedule last week, and then it didn't come out. So our predictions are still alive, though.
Oh, are they?
Lions, Bears is still alive. And what was yours that you wanted?
I said Lions and Panthers, I think.
Bears, Panthers, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bears, Panthers. I think that's what I said.
Also still alive.
Why do you want Bears, Panthers?
Because I want Caleb Williams' first game to be, even if he doesn't play so well, you can still get a win and gain confidence from the win and not necessarily from his gameplay. Because to expect him to come out and really ball the first game is tough to, you know, it's a lot of pressure. So it's like if you give him a cakewalk like the Panthers or the Patriots at home, and you still, yeah, you might not play phenomenal, but you're probably still going to win the game. Like, it's going to take a lot of fucking up to lose against a team that's that bad. So it's
confidence
like,
builder.
Yeah, even if you don't play your best, you still get a dub, which helps anybody's confidence. Yep. You know what I mean? And then that
who's
also
the guy throwing the ball for them again? It's
Caleb Williams. Oh, Bryce Young.
Bryce Young. Yeah.
Yep. Bryce Young.
That's I wish the Panthers were good, dude. I like Bryce Young a lot.
Oh, yeah. Everybody liked him.
There's literally, you know, it's tough to be good when there's absolutely nobody around him. No coaching, no fucking, no line, no receivers, no backs, nothing.
What is your rookie contract like? Can you say, shit's not so hot, I want to get traded? No. Or are you fucking attached at the hip with whatever team drafts you?
You're there unless you suck so bad they want to get rid of you.
Yeah. So it's got to be their choice, not yours.
Yep.
Yeah. Kind of like, Zach, literally three guys, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, all got
Josh Rosen.
Yeah, I'm saying like recent guys. Like those three guys still technically had 1 year left on their rookie contract, but they all got moved.
And where did Fields go again?
Pittsburgh.
The Pirates.
Yeah, so like
he's a big time pirate.
It's tough to get you don't really have much say unless you hold out, and then still that doesn't mean shit. You can't go anywhere, you know.
Right.
You won't play. So
speaking of which, quick little playoff recap.
Four.
So we haven't even talked about playoffs at all.
Talking about NBA.
Before
NHL?
We get out of here. Yeah, NBA, NHL. NBA first. Lottery just happened. Pistons pick fifth. Nobody really gives a shit. We got screwed. Whatever. We didn't get. It doesn't matter. Nobody's in this draft. This is like the people that are saying this is the worst draft in a generation.
Yeah.
And I think we should just draft Bronny James. I really do. I don't think we have anything to lose. At the worst case, Ontario, he says, I'm not coming to play for you guys. And Cleveland or the Lakers give us a million assets to trade for him.
I mean, I guess that sounds accurate.
Why would you? It's either Bronny and his father come play here, or LeBron goes back to Cleveland maybe, or LeBron stays in L.A., and then they have to get Bronny somehow. They have to.
Dude, imagine LeBron makes a late career push to win another one and comes to the Pistons and redoes our entire organization.
That's what I'm saying. And that's all we have to do is steal his son. We have to take his little boy and then...
Yeah, but the thing is, realize that LeBron fucking hates playing with fucking young guys. He pushes all young players out. He would literally... Jalen Duren, fucking Jaden Ivey, those guys would be gone, guaranteed. They would probably keep Cade. He would probably keep Cade, but he would want – that's what he does. That's what he did to the Lakers. They got rid of Kuzma, fucking Julius Randle, fucking Brandon Ingram, fucking Lonzo Ball, fucking
– good players.
All good players, like legitimate players. It's like he pushed them out, like essentially. So – I don't know. I mean, he's not going to – I'm just telling you right now, if LeBron and Bronny came to the Pistons tomorrow, they barely win fucking 40 games.
I could see it.
So, I mean, I don't think that they fucking are going to win a championship. So, if I were you, I would say no, because LeBron, then you only have, 3 years left of LeBron, maybe.
Yeah. I would just kind of hope that LeBron wouldn't want to come here and Bronny wouldn't want to come here, so we'd get the – trade assets for it.
Fair. I don't. I think it's absolute bullshit that that kid's even is even declaring, and there's even a talk about him getting drafted.
100%. I don't know how much the heart or the heart thing. I don't know how much that affected his play, but his play was not.
Yeah, it was subpar.
He didn't start. No. Yeah, he didn't start.
It's just a sideshow. Like, oh, we're gonna draft a kid and give up a first round pick or whatever, so maybe LeBron comes. Like, that's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think the fucking NBA should be like, no, dude, you don't get to get drafted.
Well, Mike, I mean, if you saw the way that the Pistons drafted. Outside of Jalen Duren, you wouldn't want us to make this number 5 pick either.
I mean, I guess. Fair enough. You're not wrong. I'm not saying that it's like, oh, whatever, the next guy that you pick at 5 is going to be generational anyway, because like you said, the draft is dog shit. But like,
yeah,
it just makes it – it's LeBron – I don't even hate LeBron as much as I once did, but LeBron needs to retire because there's so much parity. There's so many good teams. There's so many good young superstars in this league that's really making the league, I think, better. It's been more fun to watch the NBA the last year and a half, or 2 years. And it's like LeBron is still attracting all of the attention for nonsensical shit. And it's getting to the point where it's like, just go do your podcast. Go do a podcast with JJ and fucking start one. And that's it. Simple. Be done. Like, be part of
the NBA.
It's
hard to be done when you're putting up 27-9 and whatever the fuck you put up this year.
I mean, fair enough, but it's, like, all of the theatrics and, like, the bullshit and, like, he's just it's never about anybody else as long as he's in the league, and it's got to start being about someone else because he hasn't won since the bubble. They really haven't – I mean, I don't know.
And that was Le Mickey Mouse. Regardless. Yeah. The playoffs have been great. This round has been great. Specifically, outside of that Celtics series, which it kind of feels like after last night, they have this wrapped up. We're recording on Tuesday. We have Knicks Pacers game 5 and Nuggets T-Wolves game 5. It's a fucking shame that this Nuggets T-Wolves game is on at 10:30. I wish it was a 9:30 start like they kind of have been doing. But Knicks Pacers game 5.
Denver,
yeah,
right?
It's back in Denver, but even they were doing like 9:30 starts there.
Oh, were they?
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Biggest game in the Garden in forever.
Yeah, I mean.
Knicks-Pacers game 5, series tied at 2-2. Everybody's dead for the Knicks.
That's the thing. They're just so banged up. I think the Pacers take the series in 6, no joke.
You think so? You think tonight, I mean, tonight's. The Pacers win tonight. Knicks ain't pushing it to 7. They don't have the fucking legs to do it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, dude, it seems as if, so game 1, I think Brunson put up like 42. Game 2, he put up like 29. Game 3, it was like 26. Game 4, it was like 18. They're figuring out a way to stop him from scoring as much or as efficient. Not as much. I mean, he's going to get his shots off. And, you know, the 18 is definitely an outlier. But, like, dude, his point line for game 2 of the series was 38.5. 38.5.
I almost bet it.
It's almost down to like 33 now, where it's like they are finding a way to limit that man. And if, I mean, Dante DiVincenzo has been fucking balling, but like it's tough to ask for 30 out of DiVincenzo and like Hart and with OG, not that he was a scorer, but him out, like, I don't know, man. Like, them not having fucking Bogdanovich and shit like that. Like, just that extra little scoring.
Randall.
Well, yeah, Randall, obviously the big outlier, but, like.
Yeah. But, yeah, having a little bit of extra depth, especially guys that can come in and put points on the board like Bojan can.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, Mitchell Robinson, he's out. I'm pretty sure his ankle's fucked. Like, they are so banged up, man. And I don't know. It just seems like the Pacers have kind of figured it out, just like against Milwaukee. They did the exact same thing against Milwaukee, and then they fucked around and kind of stomped them out towards the end.
What do you like on that Nuggets-T-Wolves series also tied 2-2?
Oh, I think Michael Malone has officially put his dick in whoever the fuck the Timberwolves fucking coach's mouth and said, hey, you got us in the first half, but I got you now, and you don't know how to adjust to it. Yeah. And I don't know. The Nuggets are rolling. And
you don't see the momentum going anywhere.
I can see it going to seven, but I can't see the. I don't think the Nuggets lose the series personally.
Think they lose a home game? Think they're losing tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if they're. I don't think they're going to lose tonight. I can see them losing tomorrow or next time.
So that'd be three home games in the series they lost if they lost tonight, right? Because the T-Wolves won the first two on the road.
Yeah.
And then what do you think? Mavs Thunder also tied 2-2. That'll be tomorrow night.
I would love to say I think the Thunder got it, but the Mavs kind of gave that one away last night. But Luka is legitimately banged up. And if Kyrie doesn't do the second half Kyrie that he's been doing, which he didn't do last night, he only had 9 points. They don't have a finisher right now because Luka's legs are like they don't work. And at the end of the game, you can see it, man. He misses short. Like, it's just – he missed a free throw to tie the game yesterday. Like,
yeah, granted, that's crazy.
Okay, see what – you know what I mean? Like, he just – he doesn't have the legs right now, and his body is failing him. And he's – and I give it to him. At first, I thought he was being a bitch. But, dude, the guy's out there. He's getting 12 boards. Like, he's still playing well. He had a triple-double last night. But, like, he doesn't have the finish in him right now because his body is broken. And if Kyrie's not there to do it, and PJ Washington has been their leading scorer the last three games. You know what I mean?
Like, putting up like 29 a game. The guy's going nuts.
Like that shit, I don't know, man. I think it's going to be – I think the Mavericks are going to hold on somehow. I think the OKC, the age, is going to affect them. But I would love to
see – they're a year out.
I agree. But I would love to see OKC win this series. I just don't think they're going to.
Yeah. I think the more fun watch for me as a casual would be either T-Wolves or Nuggets against Kyrie and those guys in Dallas. Like, I'd rather watch that. No offense to OKC. I think they're a very fun team to watch. Chet's fucking electric, too. But let me see one last, like, good Kyrie run, you know?
Yeah. I'm starting to slowly kind of like fall back in love with Kyrie Irving. I used to love
him. It's so fun to watch him play, dude. I've kind of fallen back in love with him watching this series.
You just see him and like he's playing defense and he's balling and he's just playing well. Like yesterday was a dud. Like he fucked off. But like he still had like 10
assists. But that's what he does.
Yeah. But like I like Kyrie. I mean his handles are just bar none. Like, it's good to see him not be in this weird light right now. Like, he's just a basketball player, a superstar on a basketball team. He's not, you know, anything in the media. He's not, no one's talking about his mental health. No one's talking about the shit. Like, it's just
Kyrie's just hooping, being, baby.
Yeah. And it's good to see because he is that guy. He's him for sure.
Yeah.
But
well, sick. It's been good. Good playoffs so far. We'll recap the NHL next week because there's some shit that, the series are 3-1. I think we're going to see some moves and some new series next week. So I think it'll be a better time to recap it. But thank you everybody for listening. Episode 115 is a wrap. I couldn't think of any more 15s. We love you guys.
Oh, Nikola Jokic and Carmelo Anthony. Jesus.
There we go. See you guys next week.
Deuces.